His Royal Highness Prince Wilhelm of Belgium, FAO Special Ambassador for Forest and the Environment, former President of Guyana, Dr. Baha Jacques Deu, Chairperson of the COFO, Excellency Rafael Pacheco, Minister of Environment and Natural Resources of Mexico, Excellency Vidar Helgesen, Minister for Climate and Environment of Norway, Dr. Hwasong Lee, IPPC Chair, Distinguished Ministers and Vice Ministers, Excellencies Delegates, FAO, WFP, and IFAD colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great pleasure to welcome all of you to the 23rd session of the Committee on Forestry. Let me begin by thanking His Royal Highness Prince Wilhelm for his continued engagement in advocating the cause of sustainable development as FAO Special Ambassador. The 23rd Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as the Paris Agreement on Climate Change, recognize that we cannot longer look at food security and the management of natural resources in separate ways. Both agreements call for a coherent and integrated approach to sustainability across all agriculture sectors and food systems. Forestry have key roles to play in this regard. In fact, forest and forestry cannot be separated from sustainable development. They contribute to the water cycle, soil conservation, carbon sequestration, as well as provide habitat protection for pollinators and the natural predators of agriculture pests. When properly integrated into agriculture landscapes, forests and trees can increase yield and productivity. They can also help to ensure the food security of millions of people. Small-scale family farmers, for example, often combine crop, livestock, and trees production to provide food, feed, and fuels. This potential was also recognized at the World Forestry Congress in Durban, South Africa, last September, which agreed on a new vision for forests and forests. We can say that there is already a consensus that progress towards food security and sustainable agriculture should be made in combination with sustainable forest management. As we are talking about consensus, let me remember you that today, July 18, is the Nelson Mandela International Day. I would like to mention some of his words that I think is quite appropriate for those turbulent days we are living. I quote, "It's easy to break down and destroy. The heroes are those who can make peace and build." I hope this can inspire the council, the delegates of COFO on their decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, this year's edition of the State of World's Forestry, our SOFU, which will be presented late today, focus on the theme Land Use Challenge and Opportunities of Forestry and Agriculture. The key message from SOFUs is clear. It's not necessary to cut down more forests to produce food. More than 20 countries have shown that increasing agriculture production and food security and protecting the forestry are not mutually exclusive. 7 of these countries have their case studies presented in COFU 2016. I will name them: Chile, Costa Rica, Gambia, Georgia, Ghana, Tunisia, and Vietnam. The report also shows that forest loss has been concentrated mainly in the tropics, and particularly in low-income countries, and that much of this forest loss, more or less 80%, is due to the expansion of agriculture production, particularly livestock pastures. In tropical forests, for example, there was a net loss of 7 million per year between 2000 and 2010, and a net gain in agricultural land of around 6 million per year in the same period. To revert this situation and achieve sustainable development, countries should seek to establish integrated and balanced land use systems so as to ensure long-term benefits for current and future generations. This will require improved coordination between policies on forestry, on agriculture, on food safety, food security, and rural development. Clear legal frameworks governing land use change are equally important, including secure land tenure system that could recognize tradition, customary rights, and forest products. Excellencies, around 2/3 of the nationally determined contributions, our NDCs, that addresses climate change submitted by country this year, foresee actions by the agriculture, forestry, and land use sectors. FAO stands ready to support countries in their national NDCs and will be working with global and regional finance institutions to help scale up climate finance and agriculture sectors. As President Jacques Deo already mentioned, we need to accelerate this process. The way we are doing will not be achieving the Millennium Development Goals. Climate change adaptation and mitigation has been elevated to the highest priority at FAO as we are preparing our own strategy on climate change. In line with this, we will also launch during the COFU section a new publication on forestry for low carbon. This publication shows how forestry and wood products can be integrated into climate change strategies. Wood-based energy and wood products are two good examples of effective response with significant mitigation co-benefits. Wood fuel is used by about 1/3 of all households worldwide to cook food and boil drinking water. These projects release each year over 2 billion tons of carbon into the air. However, simple things like improve the cook stoves, which burn less wood and emit less greenhouse gas, can make a significant contribution to emissions reduction, especially in rural areas. Ladies and gentlemen, the second International Conference on Nutrition that was held here in FAO in 2014 took far-reaching decisions on eliminating all forms of malnutrition as member states adopted the Rome Declaration and the Framework for Action, which encompass all agriculture sectors, including forestry. As I mentioned before, wood fuel serves as a source of energy for food processing and water sterilization. Additionally, forest products can be an important safety net for vulnerable households, especially during seasons when food is in short supply. We are looking forward to your guidance on how FAO can assist countries in safeguarding and strengthening the role of forests and trees. As already mentioned also by President Jacques Diou, the world has entered a new era in the question for a sustainable development, and FAO has an important role to play in it. With your guidance and support, we will be able to better serve the global community, making sure that indeed no one will be left behind. This section of COFU is very timely, as it will allow us to deliberate on the implication of the global developments and the actions needed to implement them. With that, I wish you all productive deliberation and a successful World Forest Week. Thank you for your attention.